There's a Catholic meme out there, and it's a picture of Mary trying to get Jesus to take a bath as a little boy, and he's walking on the water, and Mary says, "In." I'm sure it was only a joke if it was true, that because Jesus would not be disobedient, right? He was perfect. There is a true story of a young boy who lived in South Florida during the summer month one summer, and had a lake behind his house, and tore out of the house and ran down the dock and into the lake. His mother was watching from the kitchen window, and she could see from the far side of the lake, she could see an alligator going into the water at the same time as her son was swimming. And so she ran out of the house and started screaming and hollering and running towards the lake. And the boy could hear her screaming and figured something was wrong, so he made a U-turn swimming and started coming back towards the dock. And so when the mother arrived at the edge of the dock to grab his arms, the alligator also grabbed one of his legs, and a terrible tug of war began. And the alligator, of course, was stronger, but the mother was more passionate out of love for her son. And she had, you know, dug her fingernails into his skin and holding on to him, his arms, and was not going to let go. And by divine providence, a neighbor heard the screaming and hollering, came out of his house with a gun, and was able to shoot and kill the alligator, and the boy was saved. But he had to go to the hospital, and a newspaper reporter came to interview him and asked to see his torn up leg, which he was very proud of his scars there. But he also said this. He said, "But look at my arms. I have great scars on my arms too. I have them because my mom would not let go." She wouldn't let go. And I was thinking about this scene with Peter as Jesus had to grab him and pull him out of the water. And I wonder if Jesus maybe at that point turned to just his human power and dug his fingers into the skin of Peter and pulled him out of that water. Just imagining this. And maybe down the road, Peter would have shown people his scars and said, "Look, this is where Jesus had to pull me out of the water because of my lack of faith. Because I'd stopped focusing on him and I focused on my problems." And so the teaching for all of us is we have to focus on Jesus. If we focus on our problems, whatever they are, myriads of problems, relational problems, financial, employment, psychological, spiritual, whatever they may be, if we focus on them, we will sink into them and drown. But if we focus on Jesus, we can walk on water. We can walk on top of our problems, right? And not sink into them. And I was thinking also of the eye of a hurricane, right? I remember as a boy going out with my dad into the eye of the hurricane, and everything was so still. And yet knowing that the other side of the hurricane would be arriving soon, all those strong, heavy winds, and we had to go back inside. And so hopefully we can live in that middle of the eye of the hurricane when our problems are surrounding us, right? And have that peaceful calm. Jesus was with the apostles in the midst of that storm. He is with us. God was with Elijah in the midst of his problems. He was running for his life in our first reading today. He had already done battle with the false prophets of Baal, and Jezebel, the queen, said she was going to kill Elijah. And so he took off running, escaping. 40 days and 40 nights he had to journey to Mount Horeb. And there, just like Moses was at that mount at one point, God speaks to Elijah. But it's not in the wind, it's not in the fire, it's not in the earthquake, it's in the tiny whispering sound that God reveals himself to Elijah. And so also to us, God is in that beautiful quiet. Even in the midst of the storms, we have to listen to that quietness and receive our Lord. When Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid," Jesus said, "I am." It is the divine phrase, "I am." In the Old Testament, when God said to Moses asked God, he said, "What is your name that I may tell the people?" He said, "I am who am. I am who am." My being and my existence are one and the same. For us, it's different. We have to receive existence from God, but He is that existence. And so Jesus is quoting the Father here, saying, I am. He's using that divine phrase. And so they say, you are the Son of God. They realize His divinity. So not only is Jesus with each and every one of us individually in our spiritual walk, but God is with us as a church collectively. And the boat has always been seen as a symbol of the church, especially since the first apostles were fishermen. But even going back to Noah's Ark, that has been seen as a prophecy of the church, which saves us from sinking into the waters of death and leads us over the waters to the shore of eternal life on the other side. And so God is with His church. Remember, He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So despite the problems that and persecutions that have come from without the church, and even our sins from within the church, God will save us. God will protect us. He will give us the grace to persevere. We have to do everything we can to reform ourselves, right? But God says the church will be faithful until the end. And so I would just ask you, where are the scars on your arms where Jesus has saved you? I know He saved me a few times from my stupidity as a child. Where has God saved you? Where are those scars, in a sense, on your heart, your soul? Be proud of those loving scars. And for the problems of the present, just focus on Jesus. Focus on Him, and you too can walk on water. Amen.